Hi there, boys and girls. There's the choir's rousing welcome to join us for the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Milton, Florida. That's right, Florida. Now you know where we are, and we want to know where you are. Later, we'll give you Aunt Carolyn's address so you can let her know you're listening and where your home is. No, I don't suppose she'll be over for milk and cookies, but she will know where to send her answer to your letter and send along a little gift for you. Now let's sing with the choir. Parents and teachers and many others are stressing the importance of safety to children. Now, you and I know that safety is of the Lord, but we also know that we need to be watchful wherever we go. Stay close to your parents when you're out shopping or at the library or park. And friends should watch out for each other when you're playing or biking or walking. It just makes good sense to be alert and know what's going on around you. In the same way, the Bible tells us to be on the alert spiritually. The devil's our enemy, always laying traps of temptation for us and looking for ways to trip us up. Peter warned us about the devil in 1 Peter 5:8. He said, "Be sober." That means be serious to think about things. Be vigilant, or be alert, because your adversary, your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I certainly don't want to be attacked by a roaring lion, do you? I don't even want to be attacked by a vicious dog. We have to be on the lookout. And we have to be on the lookout for the devil, too, so we're not enticed into sin or into making light of the Lord Jesus Christ or the Bible. Proverbs says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." If we do our part, God will more than do his. Now, choir, it's your turn.
Bye.
Did you ever hear of a summit conference? That's where the heads of countries meet to discuss high-level issues that affect their own countries and the world. Well, let me tell you, God had a momentous summit meeting with Moses that surpassed them all. At the foot of Mount Sinai, the Israelites set up camp again. What a sight! 600,000 tents spread in order across the desert. That was a mighty big campground, don't you think? God's cloud hovered over them by day for shade from the hot desert sun, and his pillar of fire lingered overhead by night for warmth and light. God's very presence dwelt with them. God called Moses to come up into Mount Sinai to receive a special message for the people. God reminded them how carefully he'd brought them out of slavery in Egypt and carried them on eagle's wings. You know, when young eaglets are ready to leave the nest and learn to fly, the mother eagle flies underneath them, ready to catch them on her big, strong wings if they should falter. How tenderly God cared for his people. Then God gave them an important offer. If they would obey his voice and law, he would continue to care for them. They would be his special people. When Moses went down and told the people God's words, they made a serious promise. They quickly answered, "Yes, we will obey. All that the Lord says, we will do." That was good. So Moses went up to the summit meeting. The people couldn't see God, for no man can see God and live, but they could hear him, and they would never forget his powerful, holy voice. They washed their clothes and prepared for God's visit. Moses built a fence around the foot of the mountain, for anyone who got too close would be killed. They waited for 3 days. God's never in a hurry, but he's always on time. Then God descended on the mountain in a very thick cloud. The mountain began to belch smoke like a huge volcano. Lightning cracked, thunder crashed, and the whole mountain shook as in a great earthquake. Then came the voice of a mighty trumpet sounding loud and long. The people were terrified and backed away from the mountain. They cried, "Moses, you tell us what God says. If he speaks directly to us, we'll die." So back up the mountain Moses went and received God's message. God spoke his holy law. Moses listened carefully and wrote the rules on flat slabs of stone called tables. The first 10 of these laws are called the 10 Commandments. 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Money, people, self, nothing is to come ahead of God. 2. God said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That meant no idols. Man-made idols give false hope and steal glory from God. 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Never use God's name as a swear or slang word. Always speak his name with reverence. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God's day is for worship and rest, to glorify the Lord, not for our work, business, or entertainment. 5. Honor thy father and thy mother. Respect and obey your parents. Always treat them politely with esteem and kindness. 6. Thou shalt not kill. In other words, do not take another person's life, as in murder. 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. No man should have another man's wife. 8. Thou shalt not steal. Never take anything that's not yours without permission. 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Never tell a lie by your tongue or your actions. 10. Thou shalt not covet. Do not desire anything that's not right for you to have. God's laws covered every phase of life, how to treat other people, property, worship, special feasts, and more. He also gave plans for a building, a tabernacle, a tent church where his people could make sacrifices for their sins and hear from God, a place that would depict the Lord Jesus Christ, who would later come to be the perfect, once-for-all sacrifice for sin. Perhaps it sounded like a lot of rules, but each one was for the people's good and for God's glory. God is good, and His laws are right. The Israelites promised to keep all God's laws. No doubt they meant it too, but they could not do it. Neither can we. We have broken God's law and sinned against Him. That's why we must trust Christ's sacrifice, His death on the cross, as the only payment for our sin. He alone kept the law perfectly and shed His precious blood that we might be forgiven and have fellowship with God. Isn't the Lord Jesus wonderful? Let's look to Him today and honor Him in all we do. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.